So last time we talked about the benefits of the taking the refuge, isn't it?
Yes.
So the benefit after that we have you now the human have to know that they are the few of the advantage and disadvantage. Okay, also I think that now also that now the fourth benefit I think I spoke with them, you know, non-human benefit, yeah. So now the fifth benefit is really not born in the world. Now I think we are talking about the fifth benefit, not fifth benefit is that we will not born in the world. Now we have to understand the total meaning, what the meaning of that we were not born in the lower world after taking the refuge. You have to know that exactly. Okay, now we will continue from that point. Okay, it doesn't mean that we were not born in a high world to take the refuge. You have to know exactly what is to be taken the refuge or we were not born in the lower world. We have to know exactly what does that mean. When you take the refuge, you will not die in your own lives. That's the one. So I think it's a fifth advantage. Is it fifth or fourth advantage?
That's one is the sixth advantage.
A person who is better to take the good reward, the bad reward, very much spend on the his action, number one. Second thing is also it depends on the time of the dying the process at the time of the dying process. Generally at the time of the dying process, when we can generate the good, the practice, and when we can generate the refuge at the time of the dying process, then it will help us very much to get the good result. As I told Master, when you're practicing the refuge practice, at the time of the death, the important is that at the time of the death, what we can do is that at the time of death, when we can generate the refuge, then it will help very much for that particular person to get the benefit. So at the time of the death, when any particular person can generate the refuge, definitely then what will happen is that then that will help a really long to person who is dying to get a better result. So that's why it says that the person who died will never go in the lower realms. So that's why it says the benefit at the time of the death process. At the time of the death process, when someone can do the refuge practice or someone can, then the person will get a better result. So Buddhist point of view, that death is a bad, and from medical point of view, the death is a little bit different. Buddhist point of view, the death and the medical point of view, death has a little bit difference. So clinically, when they declare the death, they will look at whether they are having whether they have the brain function or not, brain function or heart function, whether they breathe or not, they will look at that. From the Buddhist point of view, still the person who have not still the breathing, when the every breath is stopped, might still is not a fully dead. How we call is not a fully dead. At the time of the process of the death, when you can pray for the rituals, so that time that person, particularly person, he or she can get a better result. So that's why it says that the benefit of taking the refuge is you are not born in the lower realm. So that's why when you look at the death process, it's something like that. The death process is something from the Buddhist point of view. The death process is something that when you look at a natural death, first the people will lose the body element. Because of the body element. When they lose the body element, what the person will feel that he will fall from the very high mountain. Like they say, feel that. So even the people will ask the higher pillow, the person, they will ask the higher pillow. That is how the start point of the death process. The person who lose the body element, so that's why the people that the people who have started the losing the body element ask for the higher pillow. That is at the start point of the starting point of the death process. Now at that moment the person can talk. Now the second point is that the person will lose the water element. Once the person loses the water element, then the person will ask for the water at the time of the death process. So that time the person still can, now they have to realize that when these of the process starts, the person should realize that now the death process is starting. So the person who lose the water element, they will feel very thirsty. They will ask for the water. Then after that, the person will lose the fire element. When the person loses the fire element, he will lose all the heat of the body. If you look at the person who has natural death, they will lose the heat of the body. Now, so that's a fire element. When the person loses the fire element at the time of the death, roughly he or she won't have any heat on the body. Only you will find the heat, the center of the body, the heart's part. The is the heat. That time the whole mind will become the the subtle. Still that time that we cannot, first we can hear, then we can't hear, then first we can see, then we can't see. At that moment, the person who are the dying should realize that now the death process has started. So that time they have to practice the refuge prayer.
Right.
And also the, maybe the person, when you look at the person who is dying, then we can shout them and tell them to allow the prayer for the Buddha, Sandhana, and Sangha at the time of the dying process. Yeah, so after that you will lose the wind element. When you lose the wind element, then you the person, particular person who was dying will be, cannot take any breath. Then when you lose the wind element, then it will stop your breath. After you cannot take the breath, from the clinically, the medically, it will declare the death. From this point, it still is about a full death. It's called half death. Because his consciousness remains in the body. The mind remains in, consciousness remains in the body. The mind remains in the body. So as I told you before, when the even the feeling, the feeling and the medical will declare the death, but when you touch the body, any part of the other body, it might be very, you won't feel any heat. When the in case if you touch the center of the body, you can feel the heat. So after that, what will happen is after the person who has now stopped taking the breath, after that, then in the mentally he will see. He mentally I cannot see, but the mentally he will see the very of the light, white light, like moonlight. Then it will come the light of the reddish light. After the moonlight, he will see the moonlight, then the reddish light, then he will see the very black light. So still that time, when you are having all these visions, you are having the visions of the red light or the black light, when this comes one by one, when you are having these old visions, at that time, clinically or medically, they might be declared as a death. But still, we come from the first point of view of death. You will see this all this vision mentally, not by your eye. You cannot hear anything, you cannot see anything from your eyes, but mentally you will see all this vision. Just like in the dream. Dream, we won't see, we close our eyes. We can't hear anything, but the dream we will see and we will hear the so many different things, like the dream sleep.
And the dreams, and the, when you are having the vision and the dream time, and the, when you are the dreaming, and the state of the dreaming, you will have a lot of vision. But that time, you are still taking the dream. At the death, when, at the time of the death, you are having the like it of the dream state visions. But you are, you will not have to breathe. That's the only difference. So that's why you can see that, and that's why the one you can see that. So at the death time, when these old three vision will come for the active person who are having a natural death, first they will see the moonlight, then they will see the reddish light, then they will see the black light. After that, then we call the clear mind. We call the very subtle clear mind. After that, consciousness will leave the body. Then we put this called death as a final death. I know one gentleman, he's quite old. He told me the one of the history. He's very good gentleman, I think. Yeah, very. So, actually, he was very, I mean, no, I should say he's from Nepal, a very old politician, a very good gentleman. So, but he narrated one of the history, one occasion. So one occasion here just had a very bad, I mean, suddenly of the very fall, very bad, sick, and he was admitted in the hospital. And at that time, all the doctors have declared that now he has no hope, he will die. So that's why he told me that everyone did it. But that time, though, he told me that after the, he lost everything, this process starts. But the strange thing is that suddenly, then the, after the study of the process, he just seen a very clear vision of the Buddha stupa. Stupa, but at that time he is not aware to talk. Not by the vision, he had a, such a very bright Buddha stupa. Then he felt that, that now he is not going to die. So that's a, he told me his strange story that then he confirmed that he was not going to die. That is a very strange experience to him, right? Yeah, so that gentleman, so from the negative experience. So this is what I have very strange experience. That he just said that he had the vision and the seeing the one stupa, the stupa very clearly. Very bright from the stupa, then he felt that he will never die. So this is at that time when he said that he's seeing the very bright Buddha stupa, it's like a lot we see in the dream. He closed his eye. Even he could not hear the, what others are saying, but he had that experience, like what we see in the dream. So most important thing, now you can see that the most, so that's a decent experience. Now that the process of the death, so what we are having is a three experiences, as I told you, that the white light, reddish light, and the black light. This is comes at the process of the death. After the black light, what will happen is that then the one mind will come that we call from Buddhist term clear mind. Clear mind. That clear mind, after the clear mind, that then the person, the consciousness will leave the body. That time we call the full date. So even you can see that when the person died, when the some person, when the I'm talking all about natural death, but when the some person have a natural death, not an accident, natural death, that person, you will see that the some persons, when they have a natural death, suddenly the blood will come out from their nose. That is the one indication of the consciousness leaving the body. Some person, even mathematically, they treated the death, but the blood will become much under 6 or 7 hours later. It's all the indication that the consciousness remains in the body. When the blood's coming out from the nose, when the person loses it, the heat from the center part of the body, it means that not the consciousness left body. That we call, at that time, from this point of view, we call the full death. So you can see that some person is a very strange thing, and some person, even they are medically dead to prevent the death, but the thing that blood will come out of 3 days, from the 10 days, it is very possible. That state we call that from Buddhist point of view, that we call the death statement. So that's why now the other thing is that, as I told you before, when you look at the dead body, even if you touch the dead body's feet or hand, you will feel the cold. The person who has the consciousness is not the length of the body, he's just at the center of the body, he will feel the heat. So once you feel the heat, it gives the consciousness to you, and it's one of the indications. So this is the now in the state, that state, so that's why when the natural, the death process started. So person should practice the refuge. In the refuge practice of practicing, visualizing the marriage feet, as I told before, these all practice should be started. So even when you look at the person who are now going to having the death or the death process at the starting, you can also tell them to now start to pray for the marriage feet or start to pray for the refuge prayer. I think it's a 2 or 3 years back. In the one of the one of the biggest city in the India is called the Chennai. So that I was giving the talk in the one of the university, one of the old university of the city. But the strange thing is that my talk is at the 2 PM at that time. And to them, that day morning, the newspaper, one news came on that one person just came back from the death. Medically, they declared the death. But still, he just came back for the life for the 4 or 5 hours. Then again, he passed away. So that's why the medically dead, yeah, here we can say that he is medically dead. Bruce Bobby, he is not a fully dead. So once he's fully dead, it has a very, very rare chances to come back from that. The chances are very rare, but still it's impossible. Once you have the full death, there is no one coming back from the one. At that time, when I was giving the talk in that university, my topics are totally different, but the death came the news in that day. So most of the questions they related to this issue, they asked me. Yeah, so that's why at the time of the death process, that's also the very important the important time to do the practices. Yeah, one of my students told me that he wanted to do the introduction for the hostage, you know the hostage. Where they keep the person who are going to die. And what do you call the hospital? No way do they keep the places where the person is going to die. Not a hospital, hospital. H-O-S, I think hospital. So it is just like the some place where they keep the old person who are going to die. So he told me that he wanted to do some of the help of the person who are going to die, so give the Buddhist, the Dharma introduction or like that. So I told him not to do that. Now you might think that why I told him not to do that. Now you all think that. First, he was also very shocked when I told him not to do that. He was also shocked. He told me that you want to help the person who was going to try to go over that place and give the Dharma talks. So then he asked me why. So I told him that the person was going to the death process. This is a very crucial time, very important time. So your small mistake can bring a lot of the disaster. So you are not fully now aware of all these practices and not very aware. So it is not better to do. It is much better if you don't do it. So it's a very important, crucial time at the death process. When whatever the introduction you have to do, you have to prepare it right, perfect. So yeah, that's why now as I told you, the process is a death process like that. The most important thing is at that time the process of marriage visualization, praying for the change of this is a very good method to get the better result. So that's why he said that person who take the refuge into not born in the water. Because when you take the when you do the refuge at the time of the right, time of the death process, then you have a high chance to get the better result.
You said that at the time, if the people who are on the process of the death, and if they take the refuge into the G channels, they visualize about the merit field. So it's giving them the chance to rebirth in the better merit.
Yeah, very good. I think you translated very right. Yeah, it will have a very high chance. You have to add one more thing, very high. So that's why it says that the benefit is not taking the rebirth in the law of ruling. So that is the meaning of it. So most important thing is also we have to practice that the refuge, practice at the time of the time process. So that's why I asked the my student not to do this book in giving the instruction that the person who wants to die. So this is a very crucial time and a very important time that once that even some of the small mistakes of the doctor, if you make a big disaster. So I asked my students about the book next. So that time the most important thing is that you have to know the right time of the thing, the whole samhita practices. So right time is when you start, when you realize that the jhana process has started. So therefore when the jhana process when started is like when we fall in the sleep, the consciousness will, our mind will become more and more dull or more settled. So when we are going to sleep, first we will hear something but not very clearly. We will see something not very clearly. Then we will lose our eye vision. Then we will lose the hearing. Then we will fall asleep. The death process is seen. So that's why now the process is something like this, a death process. But generally when you look at the persons of the genetic person, when you look at the person who are this also happens to the third person for having a natural death, okay? When the person dies in an accident, the whole process won't come, it's all wrong. So it's something like, but this also not a process, I think that this also, this is the process when the person starts, it only happens to the person for having a natural death. And sometimes person who had a car accident, so when they fall from the high mountain of death, that the sudden death is possible. So you can see that another advantage is another fifth advantage is another form in the law room. Does mean that at the time of the death process, when you do the refuge prayer or something like that, then it will very high chance to be rebuilt into a higher realm and will not belong in the law room. The other advantage is one of the six, isn't it? Can we talk about the sixth one? What is the other advantage?
Right now we will come to the seventh.
Yeah, what is the seventh?
The seventh advantage is we will achieve on the temporary long-term goals or long-term aims. And we can achieve we can achieve the temporary or the short term and the long term.
Yes, and then you will effortlessly, all the achieve the temporary and the long term, it's okay. Then you will be so delighted, okay, that's the 8, okay. Now the 8, you can just tell that the 7 and 8, okay, then it's okay. So it means that once you take the effortlessly or the long term aims, means that generally once we have some aims, when you have something to do, there are a lot of things that you have required. Most important thing is that you need some of the good, the logs and the merits. So when you are having the refuge, taking the refuge, and when you pray for the 3 jewels of the merit field, so you will gain the more merits. Once you have the more merits, then whatever you wish, it will be easy to accomplish. So time is something, and so that's why what you have to know, a very important thing is that generally the best way to accumulating the merit is praying for the merit field. That is the best way to accumulate the merit. I see, yeah, that's why it's called the merit field, because you can accumulate a lot of merits from praying for that, then it's called the merit field. So it's called the merit field, because when we can accumulate a lot of the merits from that merit field, so it's called the merit field.
So that's why the most important thing, okay, that's why the most important thing is that way when you pray for the matter field, it's the same as praying for the three jewels. In the matter field, there are the three jewels. So that's why, as I told you about that, generally that when you get, as I told you before, that when you have to take the prayers. So as I told you last time, when you get started anxiety or fear, you can just pray for the matter field or the three jewels. Yeah, I think I told you about this issue, how to practice is the last session. So now the time of the death process, when you miss doing the merit field, I mean the visualization practice or the refuge prayer, when you miss at that time the death process, after the death, then again they will be the, before taking the ripple, they will come the one intimate state. And for the Bardo, Tibetan yes. Bardo. That time, even the person has died and now he is going to take another rebirth. Between that, they will go on the one state called the Bardo state. Generally, people live from the one day. In that state, people will live from one day to 49 days. Generally, that state is a lot like the human state. That state of the generally, that state at that time, the Bardo state, the people will have a lot of the fears, a lot of the anxiety, a lot of the the difficulties. Whereas when the person is born in that state, what is happening is that the first they do not realize that they are dead. It takes a time for the person to feel that they are dying, to know that they are dead. Now you can imagine that the person when they died and they realize their death, now how many fear will come, anxiety will come. Now this is again that the one chance you are getting, the one point, then you can, like, when you get into fear or anxiety, then suddenly you can pray for the refuge prayer, or you can do the visualization marriage field, and then all the practice can start. Okay, now I will stop my teaching, and before that I will leave you the only for the, I think this topic maybe you will have the questions, only two questions, okay, then after that we will do the prayers, okay. Now the Bardo issue and all this issue maybe I will cover the next session of later, okay. So maybe I will stop here, then I will leave for the two questions, okay. Okay, maybe you can have two or three questions, okay.
In Vietnam, we also have the praying for the people nearly passed away and take the refuge for all the people, those who they are still nearly come to the death. So they give the change for praying and helping on praying and take the refuge for those people, even those people before they don't take any practice in Buddhism. So, is the what other people have or other people do if any have any effect?
Right, yeah. Prayer will impact, definitely the prayer will impact. The one person can do it by themselves, they can give it a more impact. So the person wants to take the refuge, if they practice the refuge, if they practice the practice at the time of the death, what can happen is that if they can practice the refuge, it will be the more impact. On no one else's, it will impact not that much. Yeah, so when the person is dying, so when we pray for taking the refuge and when we pray, that will help. The person, once they can practice by themselves, it will be more effect. Now we come to the second question.
You said that during the time of the Bardo, the Bardo can take the refuge into the tree chapel or into the merit field, so they can have the change to rebirth in the better room. So how the procedure or how should they do?
Procedure should be started from right now. So once the person who has no idea of the refuge or the prayer or the right now, it is very difficult to render the right now. So it's just like that, when you have to do the very good in the college, the university entrance test, what you have to do, when you have to do the very good in the university entrance test, you have to study well in the school. So the important thing, yeah, so important thing is that the very important thing is that the practice should be started from right now. So once your practice started right now, it will be very easier if you turn the bhakto. But the person who has not started the practice from now, then after the death, in the bhakto state, little difficult. That's little difficult. But I can't say very difficult, but it's little difficult. Yeah. So that's why it's state from the right now practice. We have to practice in the Arif field right now. Then automatically it comes in our dream. Then once it comes in our dream, it will be easier to come in the death process and the death process. Once it's come in the process of the death, also it will come into part two state. Okay, now we go to the third question.
About the process of the person who died suddenly or when they got the accident, death. The will is the same of the natural death. And if in that case, can they take the refuge anymore?
Just a minute.
For the people, if they got the accident death, they will be dying in the accident. So, do they have the similar process with the natural death? And in the suddenly death, can they take the refuel anymore?
No, the process is totally different.
And they also asking where can the people who are suddenly dead can take the refuge anymore?
So suddenly dead, how can they take the refuge? Suddenly dead means the ones they got in the bhakto state, they can take the refuge. So second thing is that the one the person is dying, the accident death, they will lose the effort of their power or the mentality or the their own power, suddenly they will lose it. Not by the slowly.
Yeah.
Naturally that they will lose the all the element of the very slowly. So there is one book written by the one of the scientists, book name is Ian Stevenson. His book is called The Children Who Remember Their Past Life. It's written by Ian Stevenson. I think you will see that on the internet maybe. So what they found is that he narrated the whole story of the children who remember the past life. I think the most of the 90%, more than 90% children who remember their past life is that their past life, the death and the accident. So this why after reading that book, still now I have to start to do the one of the research. Why the children, most of the 90% were having the not a natural death, were having an accident that can't remember? This is not a clear answer in the Buddhism. So Buddhism is a system that you can do the more research. So I thought that a few years back, there should be some reason. Still, I have not found the right answer for that. So still, in the Buddhism, it's not very clearly mentioned. So in the Buddhism, as I told, we can do the research and we can find the new theories and new ideas. So I'm not doing the research about this field. I'm just thinking of finding a long new research on this. So why the person, 90%, the most of people who died in an accident can remember? It's a 90%. What the reason? So if I find the answer for that, I will let you know, okay? If you get the answer, let me know. Okay. So the book is a very famous. It's written by the scientist, it's not a Buddhist, okay? Ian Stevenson. Ian Stevenson, children who remember their past life. He does a lot of research on the existence of past and future life. Okay, Ian Stevenson.
Yep.
Okay, fine. Then the other fourth question is Nupita question. No? That is, please teach us how to relate it. Can help the. No, I think there's a first. I think fourth question is how can we recognize the state of the mind of the losing the whole element of the body? Then I will explain the next one. Okay, this is a little bit. I think we need a lot of that. Quite a long, I think, answer for that. Okay, now what is the fifth question? Okay.
When the people who on the process of the death and like the medical like halfly dead. Yes, and so are they lose all the consciousness? So if we help them or we remind them to take the refuge of praying, and so can those people listen and understand what we remind them?
Okay, yeah. Now it's as I told you, the right time is very important. So right time means when they're losing the elements, like the body elements and the water element, and that when the death process started, that is a very right time to remind them.
Yes, you can.
So but when they lose the breath, then it will be the more difficult. So when the person started losing the water element, their lips will become more dry. Ask for the water. So that is now the indication from the now the death process is starting. That time, then you have to remind them to do that these prayers.
Yes,
so that's why I think the right time. So the most important. So when the vision starts to come, like a moon, white light. The red light and the black light, when the vision started, then I think that only the person who have started the meditative prayer, then only they can keep on the practice. Then otherwise they can't hear anything, whatever we shout. Now the person after that, when they're born in the bungalow, again they can hear us. Now again then we can again introduce. Okay, now we will stop here, okay? Today we will do the prayer. There are more questions, so maybe we will do the next session. Maybe you can write the question, okay? Okay, next session I will give you the question answer session, okay? We will have a more question answer session, okay? Okay, thank you.